This is the BBC.
Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes a weird, that's the only word for it, weird Real or No Real with Greg James and Alice Levine. Also includes Bastille calling a random phone and asking for someone to buy them a pint at Big Weekend. But will they do it though? Conor Maynard and Pixie Lott do something very clever with Despacito and the incredible tales of Nick Grimshaw. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Wow, this guy just does not leave it. Do you remember ages ago there was a guy on the show that was like, yeah, I'll get a tattoo of you and Chris on my bum cheeks. Been back on again. Don't do it. It's weird. It'll be there forever. I can't even remember how this conversation started. Why would you get me and Chris on each cheek? Anyway, he's like, you're doing support for Jess Glynn tomorrow in Llanelli in Wales. Where I live, Berryport is 10 minutes away. I'm actually going to the concert. If you want to stay with me, more than welcome. We'll go and get the tattoo done afterwards. No, leave, just leave it now. I can't remember your name. Hang on. Is it on there? Joe. Joe, it's not a good idea. I've been trying to put you off for ages. Scott Mills. You know, often on the show we're running out of music and a lot of songs sound the same. Everyone loves that tune by Luis Fonsi and Justin Bieber, right? Despacito. I mean, it's going to be number one for years. Did you realise it fits with so many other tunes, though? Well, I didn't until I saw this. It's on Conor Maynard's Facebook yesterday, and it's kind of been picked up around the world. Pixie Lott is the female singer on it. Listen to how many songs Despacito goes with. You have my heart, like Umbrella. I'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Oh, for the longest we were jamming in the party. And Kevin Little, Turn Me On. Oh. Right back on top of me, yeah. I love you, boy, do you feel the same? And a song off of Abroad called No Games by Serrani. No games. We don't talk anymore. And Charlie Puth. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. Oh, and this one. Travis McCoy. So freaking bad. Good this. Buy all of the things I never had. Despacito. Actual Despacito. Respira tu cuero despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te quiero si no estás conmigo. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky? B.O.B. And Pepper. Beyonce. Isn't she lovely? Oh, and Stevie Wonder. Isn't she wonderful? Yeah, went a bit on the wonk at the end. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Dan in Milton Keynes says, take me back to Sean at Big Weekend. You see, Shawn Mendes, it's okay for boys to like him because he's good pop. Scott Mills here. Right, so. Last weekend, I can't believe it was nearly a week ago, you know that Hull is famous for its white phone boxes. They are all over Hull. We told you this all weekend. So, like, the rest of the country has red ones, Hull has white ones. Lots of people saw one of these white phone boxes in the festival field at Big Weekend over the 2 days and thought nothing of it. Just like, yeah, it's just a phone box. Thing is, that was the only one phone in the world that can call that white phone box. We had it backstage at Big Weekend. So we had a phone that we brought all the artists into and we called the phone box and just to see who would pick up. So the phone is backstage. We've got all the artists ready. You just dial one and it rings that white phone box in the middle of the field. But obviously no one's expecting it to be pop stars on the end. But if you did pick up, a lot of people just walked past, it's like, there's a phone ringing, that's weird. If you did pick up on the way to get a beer or whatever, chances are you would be speaking to one of the planet's biggest pop stars. So we got Shawn Mendes involved with this, we got Zara Larsson, and then we got Bastille in and thought we could do maybe something a bit fun. So Dan and Woody are sat with me backstage and we call the phone box. But we wanted their question to be kind of cheeky. So when they called, they didn't say who they were. They just said, excuse me, Can I have your pint? They were thirsty. They'd already been on stage. Now, I'm not going to lie, if that was you, well, I probably wouldn't have answered it in the first place, but I would have generally hung up. But not this person. So a phone box rings in the middle of a field, and what you're about to hear is a random lady who just went to pick up the phone out of curiosity.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
It's Lucy.
How are you doing, Lucy?
I'm all right.
How's your weekend?
Very good.
What have you been up to?
Well, I've been getting a little bit drunk today with my mate.
Oh. Can I have your pint?
No, you can't have my pint. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't even give me a sip?
No.
No.
I don't share beer. I'm like Joey, your friends. I don't share food. I don't share drink.
That's fair enough. Well, you enjoy your pint. Lovely to speak to you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love her.
I don't share.
I love her.
Love.
So me, Dan and Woody are sat backstage, and this happened for ages, because that's what I would do as well. No, you're not having my pint. Get lost. So we kept doing it, and we did it again, and we did it again. And people just kept hanging up, or no one answered. Then we rang the phone, and this girl came into the phone box when it rang, and we got the vibe that maybe she was a bit of a fan of Bastille.
Oh, people are looking
nice
at it.
Noise, isn't it?
Oh, people look very uncertain.
Come on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hello, really good.
Could you do me a favour and get me a pint? Please. 2 pints, actually. We need 2 pints as quickly as physically possible.
2 pints?
Yes, please. I'll love you forever, I promise.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, from her voice, I think she's like, okay, that's one of my favourite bands. So, of course, she obeys. She literally runs as fast as she can into the field, runs to the bar to go and buy some pints with her own cash. So we all wait a couple of minutes, and then she literally sprints back to the phone box, 2 pints in her hand.
There we
She's
go.
Coming back.
Oh, yes.
She brought a friend.
Yes. Hang on. Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
You did it.
We did it.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you know who this is?
I think I know.
Who?
Is it Dan?
It is,
yes.
Dan. And mate, say hello to Woody.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, God, I might cry.
So what is your reward for running into the field and buying Bastille 2 pints of beer? You get to drink it with them. We brought them backstage and it all got a bit weepy.
Scott Mills.
Please listen for the brief moments where Bastille greet her, and it's kind of like a muffled fangirl whimper that you would only do if you really loved this band.
Hi!
Hello! Thank you.
Yeah, OK, so I was there too with Woody, and we all chatted, and this is the moment that she goes in for a hug with Dan, we all chat, and find out her whole life story of her and her partner. Now, this is quite cute, and if you're a bit overtired this Friday afternoon, this could possibly push you over the edge, just saying.
What's your name?
Luke Wreck, Emily.
Hi, Emily. You're a bit of a fan, then, are you?
I'm the biggest fan. Like, I absolutely love you. You are the reason that we are together.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian. Oh, well, should we have a group hug?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on. Tell us, how come that they're the reason you're together?
So we were at uni at the same time, but we hadn't met each other, and then Floors was on, and we literally bonded over Floors, and he was the only person I've met who knew the song at that time.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I like you. And and it just went from there, and we've like seen you at every festival. We've seen you at the O2.
Oh, thanks
we
for
love
coming.
You.
Oh, this is a beautiful moment. I love it. Right, let's all have a drink together then.
Cheers.
Everyone say, big Cheers. Weekend.
Big weekend.
Oh, they got together because of Bastille. My ovaries.
Scott Mills.
I've got the GB Scott, says Sam from King's Lynn. That's the goosebumps there, yeah. First bit of Bastille I've heard from Big Weekend. Amazing memories from their biggest fan. Yeah, but are you though? Because surely that person we just heard from the phone box was their biggest fan. Anyway, Amy, I hear you. Oh, Cheryl on the bus says, I'm crying, that was so sweet. I know, if you want to see it, and it's even sweeter when you watch, Go to the Radio 1 homepage. There's loads of stuff from the phone box with Zara Larsson and Bastille and loads more. It's the first thing you see when you get to the Radio 1 homepage. And the Bastille one is particularly cute. Don't watch if tired.
Scott Mills.
I need to tell you, I got a call yesterday, which I was extremely surprised and honoured to receive. I've actually been asked to go to Manchester on Sunday to help bring you the One Love Manchester concert, which is happening at the cricket ground. Will definitely be one of the most special on-air things I will ever do, of course. So I'm going to be on air at 6:30, from 6:30 Sunday night, with Joe Wiley from Radio 2, Phil Williams from 5 Live, and Becky Want from BBC Manchester, and will be from Old Trafford Cricket Ground, and you'll be able to see it on BBC One 2. We will have live performances from, of course, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Pharrell, Little Mix, Katy Perry, and the next person I'm going to play, which is Usher, and I know that they're adding some names all the time, so just watch this space. I think it's so amazing that this has been pulled together so very quickly, and obviously it'll be one of the biggest gigs the UK has seen in years. I know when the awful news happened, it would have crossed all of our minds to think, would going to gigs ever be the same again? And I really hope that after this special moment of live music at the weekend, all those fears will be gone. So please come and join us on BBC One, or with me and Joe and Phil and Becky on Radio 1, Radio 2, 5 Live, BBC Manchester and BBC World Service. BBC Music presents One Love Manchester this Sunday evening.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon, it's Scott here. See, I thought I had all the best gossip from Radio 1's big weekend by now in Hull, because it's like nearly a week ago. Like when Shawn Mendes turned up in exactly the same shirt as one of Circa Waves, that was kind of embarrassing. Or how Katy Perry wants to live in the UK, basically so she can just use contactless payments all the time. Hates signing for checks. Or how Greg James consumed a small pot of jelly before DJing on the main stage to keep his energy up. But then, you know, there's always one person who will always have a better story. They're what I call story toppers. Everyone knows one in their group of friends. You tell a good story, they've got a much better one up their sleeve. Let me know, by the way, if you're one of those people. If you're one of those people that's like, yeah, okay, that's quite good, but what about this? 81199. The story topper in my life is Radio 1's Nick Grimshaw. Did you hear this today on The Breakfast Show with Grimmy? How has it taken him till Friday to tell this story? It's the best bit ever. If you didn't hear it, it's about Rita Ora. I'm going to replay it to you. This is one of those stories where you think it's reached its peak and then it goes up a level and then again and again. And again, listen, here's the start of the story from this morning.
I go in to see her and it's absolute chaos in there. And she's got the backing vocalists in there. There's the person that's like her vocal trainer who's giving her the vocal warm-up. There's someone trying to brush that hair. And by the way, that hair, there's a lot of hair on Rita Ora's head.
A lot.
Like a lot. So there's a lot going on. And there's like her assistant, there's her stylist as well. And it was chaos in there. And I was in there and I was like, oh, I'm not staying in here long. I'm just saying a quick hello. It's too stressful. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to say hi. I'm going to leave. She's like, no, you can stay. She's like, oh, hold on to this. And it's like, you know, it's chaotic.
So all good. Grimmy's blagged his way into Rita's dressing room. Thing is, though, as always with pop stars of a certain level, like Rita Ora, there will be loads of people and it will be chaos just hanging around, making sure you're okay, tending to your every need. This is where the story starts to really escalate, though.
And she really needed a wee, Rita Ora. Like, she really needed to have a wee. But she didn't want anyone to see her hair and anyone to see her outfit. So she was like, I want to reveal my hair when I get on stage. Like, I don't want to step outside and be on camera with, like, Scott and Clara or something. I want my hair to be a big reveal. So she's like, but I really need a wee. What am I
going
to do?
Oh, no. I can see where this is going.
Yeah, you can see where this is going.
To be honest, I wouldn't have cared if she revealed herself to me. But yeah, I know what you mean. All right, so you think you know where this story is going now. No, you don't.
So Rita decides the best thing to do is take a wee in her bin.
And in the dressing room?
In the dressing room. And it's like a plastic bin in the dressing room. And like I said, there are loads of people in there. And the hair was down to her waist. Two people had to hold her hair up. So that's four arms full of hair. And she just took a wee whilst talking to me. And it was as if everyone in the crew was like, oh, this is like when Rita does, you know, her eye makeup, or does her eyebrows. Normal. This is what happens. She just wheezes in the bin.
So picture that, if you will. There are two people holding Rita's hair up. She's casually chatting to Grimmy, but she's having a wee. But everyone around her doesn't even blink and acts like this happens every day, which it might do. But then there's a detail that Grimmy completely missed.
Naked, by the way.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Naked, by the way.
So it's gone up a level again. She's in the nude. Starkers. Nothing on. Birthday suit. And it continues.
So she took a wee in it, and then lovely Kyle, who she works with, just got the contents of the bin, like the bin bag that he'd taken out, and went to put it back in the bin. And I was like, no, you have to get the wee out or it's going to smell in here. And Rita's like, but I don't want anyone to see my hair. And everyone else was like, I'm busy, I've got this to do, I can't be pouring the wee out.
Oh, no. I think we know who's going to get that job.
So I decided what? I should be the one to get the wee out of the bin and the wee out of the dressing room and take it to the toilet.
Is that what you did?
And pour it out there, yeah. So I took the bin, I took it outside, and I thought this will be easy. She's right by the door, I'll just pour it on the grass. It'll be all right.
Fine, yeah, just pour it out. No one's going to see it. But what if there's someone walking past?
When I walked out, I ran into Shawn Mendes.
Oh, rubbish. International pop star Shawn Mendes is outside. When you've got a potty full of Rita Ora's wee.
When I walked out, I ran into Shawn Mendes. And
what?
And Shawn Mendes was like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, Shawn, nice to see you. He's like, I like your shirt. I was like, oh, I like your shirt.
Casual bit of flirting and shirt chat with Shawn Mendes there. But you're holding something in your hands.
He's like, why have you got a bin? I was like, oh, I'm just, there's something in it that smells. I'm just pouring it out. And he's like, okay, see you later. Little did he know that it was packed full of Rita Ora's urine.
Oh, yes, everyone, we have reached peak Nick Grimshaw right there. Why did you wait till Friday to tell us? What an amazing story.
Scott Mills.
So all of the medics from Birmingham loved that live music set. They're driving to Wales for a weekend away to celebrate that they're becoming doctors this summer. A lot of people on the move today listening to Radio 1. Andy, Lil, Dem and all the grad entry medics from Birmingham. Hello. Heather's Hendu on the way to Welshpool. Yes. Hello. Cal and Nina, who are going to be at Canterbury Summer Ball tonight. I will see you there. And yes, Louise, I will see you in Llanelli tomorrow. I'm on before Jess Glynn. Give us a wave. Come and say hi. Bryony and Hannah on the way to London to see Shawn Mendes. Do you know, my mate Ben went the other night because his girlfriend wanted to. She was like, come and see Shawn Mendes with me. He was like, oh, not bothered. Anyway, went. Wasn't bothered before and now is a fully converted Shawn Mendes fanboy, as I think a lot of people, a lot of blokes in particular, were after Big Weekend. Even just hearing him, even if you weren't there, listening to his set on the radio. And also, hello Caroline in Bolton. You, Caroline, and hundreds of others have sent me a brilliant bit of innuendo bingo. Innuendo bingo will return soon on the show, but thank you for the clip, which is from the show 24 Hours in A&E. And it's about the kid on the railings, and it's been sent to me so much, and it's a really good one. It's going to become one of the classics. Trouble is, whenever I get a good one, and we get hundreds and hundreds, I always send them on to someone who works on the show called Tom, who will then find the clips, and then we will play them on Inyo de Bingo. The trouble is, Tom is also the name of my accountant, and I'm feeling a bit tired today, and I've just sent Tom a brilliant bit of Inyo de Bingo to his accountancy firm about a clip from 24 Hours on A&E. So soz about that accountant person.
Scott Mills.
There's always someone in your friend group who likes to top your story, whatever it is. Ours here in the Radio 1 family is Nick Grimshaw. He's always got a better one, like his Rita Ora example. Hello, Sylvie.
Hi there. Hi.
You're the story topper, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Okay, so start from the beginning. Your mate was telling you that they were a chef for loads of famouses.
Well, basically, yes, we worked together and he told me that he's cooked for Helen Bonham Carter and he was bragging about it and about how he's made like all these cakes and everything.
Okay, right, so there's his story. So he's like, I've chefed for loads of famous people. You said...
I said, well, I've met Jeremy Kyle when I was waitressing.
You met Jeremy Kyle?
Yes, when I was waitressing.
When you were waitressing, okay. So you've moved
that's
up
like
a level.
That's like the first layer of it.
And then what, the next bit?
Next bit, however, my boyfriend actually lives next door to Elton John. And I don't tell many people that.
Oh, there she goes again. Your boyfriend lives next door to Elton John?
Yeah, and one summer, about 3 years ago, we decided it'd be a good idea to climb up on the roof adjoins his house and Elton's shed. And I actually ended up seeing a private concert between Gary Barlow and Elton John.
Sure.
I don't know really how much detail to put in there. So.
Are you actually telling the truth, though?
Yeah, no, I swear this is actually the truth.
So you're on your boyfriend's roof, hashtag Elton John's shed, watching a private gig in Elton John's garden.
Yes, literally.
Yeah, you're a classic topper, you are.
Scott Mills.
Oh, look, they're all flocking in now, look. Greg James.
Oh.
They're all here.
I'm ready. Are you all right?
Alice is here, Greg's here.
All right, yeah.
What commotion's going on over there?
Oh, we're just having a little moment.
The old gang back together.
Here they are.
The old guard.
Yeah.
Just got a headphone problem, but we're all right now.
Okay.
We're fine.
So you're going to be the voice of Real or No Real today?
No, I'm gonna be playing.
Oh,
I'm gonna be playing.
Oh, that's good.
If that's allowed.
Disappointed face from Scott. Oh, right.
No, I mean I can be. I can be whatever you want me to be.
I'd like you to play the game, but first I want you to tell me all about Dave Grohl from last night.
Dave Grohl is just so nice, and he's like catching up with an old friend. Although I've actually never really met him, but he was like, "Hey, Greg, what's up?" Like, yeah, hi, Dave. Are you okay? Yeah, how you been? He was on the phone yesterday because they had a brand new song which came out called Run, which I believe you're about to play.
Yes, I am.
And he was just, we were talking about his broken leg and how he had a pint of whiskey that was brought out to him when he was in the pit trying to do the show, because he went, "I think I just broke my leg."
The video is particularly good.
"I think I just really broke my leg." So he goes off and they called for an ambulance or something, but it was going to be about half an hour, so he decided to go back on. With the paramedic just holding his leg up.
Just a little wee dram there.
A wee dram.
Love.
A wee dram.
I do like it because I've spoken to him before, and to be honest, I think I've met him for about 2 seconds, but it's always like, "Hey, Scott!" Love that.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Chris in Lisbon. I like your honesty. Not really been paying attention to you lot for a couple of hours, but this made me sit up and listen.
Good.
Foo Fighters and Run. I know what you mean. The heavier side of Foo Fighters, there, yes.
I think it's good. I think it's really good, though.
Yeah, really good.
Really good.
But I think it takes a while to get into your brain, I would imagine.
Mm. I like it a lot. I think it will sound great, especially at a festival or a stadium.
I concur.
No?
I agree.
Are you into it?
Scott just pointed at me like, "And you? What do you think?"
Now you speak.
Speak when you're spoken to.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's snorting.
Oh.
You just snort then?
Yeah, I did. Friday, allow me one. And here's today's Real or No Real with Greg and Alex Levine.
For reasons that weren't entirely clear, Lee Ryan from Blue, Big Brother and EastEnders was at the Post Radio 1 Big Weekend staff party on Sunday night.
It wasn't really a staff party, was it, really?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a staff party.
We were all just like, "Let's have a few drinks in the hotel afterwards to celebrate a brilliant big weekend," and so we did.
Yeah. It was as much a staff party as it was the voiceover of Real No Real's birthday.
That's true, yes.
So really, the Real No Real is, the voice of Real No Real's birthday party was crashed by Lee Ryan.
Even better ring to it,
That's what
it?
We're talking about.
I did enjoy Matt Edmondson trying to hide the voice of Real No Real's birthday cake behind one of the pillars. It wasn't really working.
The cake that was for the voice of Real or No Real, that was kicking around for the whole of Big Weekend. Oh. So that was like ferried to site and back again, honestly, probably about 3 or 4 times. It was in a right state by the time it was put in front of him. And I tell you what, he hasn't got a good poker face. He looked at it, he was like, "That, really, that's what you're giving me."
No, did no one eat any?
I didn't have any.
I did bring him a birthday pizza and put a candle on top of it, though.
I heard about this. Well, I'm going to tell you the answer to this one because we all know it.
Yeah, but why was Lee Ryan...
Right.
I thought it was a mirage. I thought it had just been a really long weekend and I was hallucinating. Because when I do get overtired, I do start seeing old members of Blue.
All your dreams come true.
Well, you
really
say
tired.
That. So do I.
Dear.
Lee Ryan, I see a lot. He just turns up.
I see dead people. I see Lee Ryan from Blue.
When I was doing the Strictly tour, Lee Ryan turned up. Why? Nothing to do with it. Oh, actually, no, Simon Webb, your friend.
So what's your favourite order of the Blues?
I'm saying Duncan Simon Lee.
Oh, I love Simon Webb, I think he's great.
What about Anthony?
Off of Cash Machines.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Anyway, this says a lot about me, I think, or maybe him. On Sunday night, people were going, "Scott, why have you invited Lee Ryan? Why does it always come down to me?"
Because he was on your show.
He's definitely in your phone book.
He was on your show last, so you're his link to Radio 1.
OK, well, I didn't invite him. But was he there? I think we all know the answer to this. Real.
Yeah, but we don't know why.
No, we don't know why.
But yes, it is real, because I saw him.
It's real.
That one is real.
Yeah, we don't have the answers why, but he definitely was there. I think he'd won tickets or something.
He didn't ring Grimmy and answer the phone and do the thing.
Was
the competition.
It a meet and greet, but the other way around, he got to meet everyone?
No, he just had a trusted friend and listened every day at 8 a.m.
Oh,
he didn't. He's in EastEnders, of course he was there, he's famous. And next,
there is a man who works for Tetley's Tea whose taste buds are insured for £1 million.
Oh God, that's your dream job, Alice.
I would love that. All the teas. But wait, he's insured. Oh, I presume he works. That isn't. He doesn't just work there, and it's a coincidence that he's got. His job is to taste things.
What do you think he does during his tea break? Must be really annoying, mustn't it? Just going to take 15.
Busman's holiday.
What are you going to go and have? Cup of tea, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, will you?
Maybe
leave
he has
me alone.
A coffee as a palate cleanser.
I bet he's really miserable as well. Shut up.
I bet he's absolutely buzzing. All that caffeine all day.
Yeah, surely.
He's loving it.
Okay, so 1 million. His taste buds are insured for. I've never heard of taste buds being insured
before. I've heard of legs. Weren't J-Lo's legs insured?
No, it was her bum.
Was it a bum?
Famously.
Well, you get legs, bum.
Do you get them all thrown in together?
Fingers. Yeah.
Is it like third party? It's just like you can have whatever you want.
It is. Third party fire and theft. Third party fire and theft, my ass.
Is this true that the man who works for Tetley, his taste buds are insured for 1 million? Alice, we're
a million, though.
Million.
Surely someone else could just do it.
Levine's?
I don't know.
James?
You go, yes.
I'm gonna say no real, because I don't think it's that much.
I think it's not. To make a game out of it, I'll say real.
That one is real.
Yes, he is called Sebastian Michaelis. He is the tea master, and he can grade a variety...
Excuse me.
He can grade a variety of tea in just 15 seconds. He tastes up to around 40,000 cups of tea every week. What a busy tongue.
Wow. Why does he need to do that many?
I don't know.
Surely just go, yes, it's fine.
That's why they're paying the big bucks.
Next.
And finally,
Scott Mills does his big shop for the week before the show and keeps it all in the Radio 1 fridge.
Real. Next.
Why do you instantly say that?
Because I can imagine, that's just so you, isn't it? No. And it'll be in a fancy super... Yeah, actually, right. Does somebody else do it for him?
Yeah, this is the thing. You don't do the big shop. Someone does the big shop.
He's
for
not
you.
Been in a supermarket in at least 15 years. I bet you don't know the price of milk. I bet you don't know.
Oh, that's a boring question.
No, Scott still thinks Safeways is on.
He doesn't even know the price of Prosecco.
Okay. He doesn't need to because he's got his own vineyard.
Let me level with you.
He is the price of Prosecco. He makes the prices. He sells it. Real or no real, Scott creates all the wine for the country in his backyard vineyard. One day you will own a vineyard. Do you know that?
Stop calling my backyard a vineyard, please. On a
you
Tuesday.
You have a vineyard in your... Is your garden
no,
a vineyard?
It's not big enough. Could barely hold a shed. On a Tuesday, I'll let you into a secret, I do pass by one of my very favourite food shops on the way to Radio 1. And yes, I do reserve the middle shelf of the fridge just outside the live lounge.
What, for the Kievs, for the fresh fruit?
Tuesdays. You know you can reserve some space in that fridge.
Can you really?
You can book it like a room.
You can.
Yeah.
I'd like to book the middle shelf.
For a meeting.
Yeah.
For a meeting with my fish fingers and some Kievs.
It's quite extreme though, isn't it? That if we're talking about the same fridge, because on a Friday, if you've not removed any of your stuff that you want from there by a certain time,
it's tossed.
Yeah, they just turn the fridge off. They just turn it off so it's mouldy by Monday.
There's a big lever.
They power down.
Look, it's gone off and it's all your fault. You didn't take it.
Here's a supplementary question. When's the last time you had a fish finger?
Ages ago.
Is it?
Yeah. I had a Kiev in Kiev recently.
You can get posh fish fingers that are battered, still frozen, but quite good.
When did you last have one of them?
I'd say 6 to 7 weeks ago.
I had a fish finger not so long ago and I remembered how good they are.
Does Scott Mills do his big shop for the week before the show and keep it in the Radio 1 fridge?
Don't refer to yourself in the third person. The answer is real.
Like Elmo. Me, Scott Mills.
Greg?
Real.
That one... is no real.
Oh, come on.
What about? No, I did it once this week. That was it. And it was a big shop with just a few items.
So real then?
Definitely. No, no.
Absolutely real. Do you know the rules of the game? That makes it real.
7 items or less, thank you.
Or fewer.
At the end of that round of real or no real, Greg got 10. Alice got a big fat zero.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Or get the podcast if you can't listen live. Scott Mills.